This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenal.
Simple bottom line conversation, that's what we got going on here. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. It's Thursday the 13th of October, and the best news of the day today concerns a 102-year-old woman who is working on her bucket list. That's if there's awesome. One thing you can learn from this lady, Edie Sims is her name. It's nothing is ever impossible, and it's never too late. No matter how impractical it may seem, she decided that she, with the help of the police department in her town, she wanted to get arrested. She wanted to check that off her list.
Right.
Get a nice joyride in a police car.
Love it.
John McLaughlin of the St. Louis Police Department said, quote, "We're more than happy to do these type of things. We love it. Get more out of it than the seniors do." As the police cruiser pulled up to the senior center in South St. Louis, she was asked, "Did you enjoy your ride this morning?" "Oh, yes, handcuffs and all," she laughed. Again, this lady's 102 years old. She had never set foot in the back of a police car. The local police were happy to give her a ride because she has done a lot over her life to help the community. And this is something that she still takes pretty seriously, it seems. Last year, she was sewing and stitching handmade items for people who live at the senior center with her. She says, quote, "Keep going, don't stop. Whatever it is that you're doing, spend more time doing it and do community service as well. Sometimes the person you reach out to and touch, the only person that will talk to you, may even, yeah, a lot of people in these homes, because the shape of the folks who live there, it's hard to find somebody to talk to."
Yeah.
If you're still, I mean, at 102, how many people even are alive?
How
never
many
mind who you can talk to.
Right.
Yeah. Right? It looks like it reminds me of a bad scene out of a movie about a retirement home where, you know, it's not exactly, and this was supposed to be funny. I'm trying to remember what the movie was. They're all sitting around slobbering.
Cocoon?
And No, Cocoon was there.
I never saw it. I just know it's
Oh, no,
people,
it's fabulous.
So.
That's a movie everybody should see, actually, though. Really, there's such a great message in it. And it's really, if you haven't seen it, see it. Anyway, the point here is that Edie Sims, 102 years of age, left us with some good advice. It's a great world if you just open your eyes and look at it. God love her. And it is. But yet, we have been, we're victims of this, in a manner of speaking. Today, the conversation prior to you getting here, Jennifer, has been focused on leadership. And no matter how you look at what's going on here, choices are bad. Your choice, Jennifer's, horrible. The people who are on the other side making horrible choices, it's horrible. And so where does it bring it? I was equating it to leadership in business. And the rest of the world is just sitting there looking and laughing. I mean, there's something floating out of Iran today, which I find pretty disturbing. There's we examine all of these newspapers, and the government-run newspaper in Iran basically published an editorial today gloating about the backstabbing, the deceit, the horrible machinations of our country, and they equated our candidates to Frank Underwood in House of Cards. This is an editorial in an Iranian newspaper.
Yeah. Well,
they know about House of Cards.
The rumor is, though, the rumor all along is that that was Bill and Hillary Clinton, that they were taking the stories from
House of Cards.
Yeah.
That is a rumor. Yes, you're right.
I don't know if it's a true rumor, but it's one that's been around since the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Well,
I've never
I think
seen
it's a combination
it
of a number
like
of
it
people.
It is true.
It's such a good show.
Yeah,
I know. Everyone
gosh.
Loves it. I know.
Although, designated survivor last night, I decided when Meredith said to me, I was coming back from, I'm on the phone with her. She says, no matter what, I'm watching. This was a warning from her because I haven't been staying up to see it. Or I hadn't been with her, and so then we'd go back and watch it over the weekend, and she doesn't like watching stuff twice, so she just said, I'm telling you, I'm watching it tonight. So I decided I'd go over and I'd watch it, and then the best thing about, it's always, she made me a nice dinner, and we had good conversation, even though it was a little late. She took my new iPhone, Jennifer, and in 5 minutes showed me more about the iPhone and how to use it than in the 2.5 hours that I spent at the Verizon store trying to get the foolish iPhone set up so that I could use it. And it was, and then we watched Designated Survivor, and we thought, this is really the caliber of the story, the lines and the ins and outs and stuff. It's really a very good show. It is.
It's I great. I didn't see it last night. I went to bed, but I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, no spoiler so alert, Steggy. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No.
Well, what made me think about having watched the show last night was the reference to Frank Underwood and the current political scene. The character that Kiefer Sutherland is playing is completely the opposite from these characters that we have running now and that are in fictional shows like House of Cards, but yet he's having to deal with the realities and make tough decisions, and you see how he's changing over the, just the course of the first four episodes because of what they're confronted with. But it's really, the characters are extraordinarily good. I find it to be a very watchable and interesting show. So, anyway, but I thought you'd find that interesting that the lead editorial in the Tehran newspaper today equates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to Frank Underwood in the House of Cards. This is the Iranian newspaper. I mean, think about that. Think about the implication of the newspaper in Tehran using Frank Underwood and the House of Cards scenario to talk about the two candidates that are running here, and they're just laughing. They're having a great time with this.
It's funny how small the world is that everyone watches the same show.
Yeah, right.
Wherever you are, Netflix.
Yeah. Can you imagine what the Iranian translation of House of Cards is going to be like, watching the subtitles in Arabic?
It's just to show you that they, I mean, for any of us to be under the illusion that Iran somehow wants to work with us, I mean, they don't. They laugh. I mean, you know, they laugh at us and they write stories in their paper about how dumb we are that we're like a TV show.
Yeah. All right, you want to have something else that's dumb?
Yeah, I love dumb.
Okay. There's a tagline for this meat producer, Beyond Meat. It's a vegan meat. Most of the vegan meat that we have
is
in this
country.
Is
a meat producer that's vegan?
Yeah, well, it's a vegan meat producer.
All right.
The company's called Beyond Meat. And they are, if you look at, when you go to most of the health food stores, you go to Whole Foods or any of the stores that have a vegan department, the meat that you'll see in there, most of it comes from Beyond Meat. And yesterday, Tyson Foods decided to buy a controlling interest in this company whose slogan is, chicken without the cluck.
I like it, actually.
That's the tagline.
Vegan chicken is one of the grossest things, though.
Oh, it's awful.
It's a horrible texture.
All of that vegan stuff is. I took some vegan hamburger last week and mixed it with some B&M beans. And, man, if you don't think it was unpleasant to be around me for the rest of the day, woo!
Ew.
But it was a combo.
So nasty.
No. It was putting the meat together with the beans. The beans don't usually bother me, but that meat.
Well, because it's all soy.
Right. It's not meat at all.
Right. And soy can produce a lot of flatulence.
Thank you. Why didn't you tell me that last week?
Didn't you ever even hear Joan Rivers joking about how vegan farts are, like, way worse than any other type?
Extra broccoli and beans.
Right.
But it's the soy, too. It's
really?
Yeah.
So the worst combination, Jennifer, is broccoli and beans? Is that what you're saying?
And soy, I guess. Who knew?
Really?
Did you propel yourself around the farm?
Oh, my God. Too much.
Doug's like, who needs a drone? I am a drone.
That's probably time.
Quick, Meredith, hand me a camera.
The view camera is great.
It's probably time for a brief interlude here in the DJV program at 16 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
All right, so on the serious side of things, sort of sticking with the television reality of shows like House of Cards or maybe Designated a Survivor, because they're now worried or they're in this the part of the plot line is going after the people that blew up the Capitol building. That's the way the show started. So yesterday, one of our ships off the coast of Yemen was targeted by missiles again. Their aim isn't very good because they missed the ship both times, both yesterday and the day before. But these rebels in Yemen, I'm out here thinking to myself, all right, yeah, there's a civil war there, so why are they even paying attention? The one side is backed by Iran, the other is backed by Saudi Arabia and our country. So where are these people getting the missiles that they're firing? They got to be getting them from the Iranians. Where are the Iranians getting them? They don't make missiles. They got to be Russian missiles, right?
You would think, yeah.
Here we are again with the Russians versus the United States. And, you know, they're trying to... the Iranians are trying to become the dominant Islamic power. The Saudis are because of their oil. I don't know. How much oil is in Iran? There's probably a lot of oil there. But I don't really... Anybody know how much oil there is
in Iran? No, I have no
idea. I haven't checked lately, but I'm scheduled to go back next month.
Okay, good. All right. But anyway, this is... I asked the question because it sort of fits in with what we were talking about with, you know, what television replicates reality. And what we see and hear and feel here, Saudi, you know, the problem was over the weekend, the Saudis bombed a funeral home in Yemen, and 140 people involved in the funeral were killed. So that didn't make anybody, you know, didn't make them look good, didn't make us look good. So, you know, and the Iranians are playing on this, too. Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda being used in the Middle East right now. We're not, our news media is not following well. 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 23 change at the hour. Time for us to have Throwback Thursday music. One of the most wonderful ballads to come into the pop world in the last 30 years. We have the pleasure of being able to listen to it here for a bit. Eric Clapton was number 5 during this week in 1996 with a song that did change a lot of people's thinking about some reality. The song's called Change the World.
Song, but it's produced by Babyface, which was a departure for Eric Clapton. I mean, this sounds different for him, and yeah. Babyface is actually singing on the harmonies.
Really?
Yeah, that's him. That's him providing all the backing vocals.
I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me that. Telling us that. That's good information. So number 5, Change the World, from Eric Clapton. We move to Toni Braxton in the number 4 position. Deliberately romantic song.
God, I remember not being able to get away from this song in the car with my parents.
Yes,
from the
radio. Right.
But I kind of loved it. It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
In the video, she's like running slowly through a hedge maze.
Yeah. A hedge maze.
I think that I would try to copy her drama as a young girl. I don't know how well it worked out.
What did we hear about her lately? What was the story?
She was in the hospital,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's number four. This week in 1996 is the focus of Throwback Thursday. Top five songs from this week in 96 featured number three from Blackstreet with Dr. Dre. No diggity.
This is my jam. I love this song.
No diggity. Hot diggity. No diggity. Hot diggity. All right, Jen, Jen, what is your memory of this?
I don't know. I'm busy dancing with my shoulders.
Me too. This is our cardio.
I know. I just move my shoulders and hope for the best.
Slow cardio.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
All right, so that's number three this week. 1996 is the year. And number two is a Celine Dion puker.
Puker?
Actually, this is not a bad pop song.
Actually, this is one of her best, I think.
Yeah, that's
not so, that's
a
good song. Not so Selena.
Now, a little trivia on this song, written by the same person who wrote all of Meatloaf's songs.
Really?
So now you can really hear, you can hear, really hear a lot of Meatloaf.
Very Meatloaf right there.
Yeah.
To us. Very Meatloaf. Right there.
It is.
All right. Number one, the most fun song is Los Del Rio. Al Gore, take a bow. Who can't remember the Macarena? Hey, Macarena! You gotta move your shoulders down, Jen.
Oh, no.
They want
him.
This is a terrible song.
Nah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. Oh, come on. I'll be such a pooper. Top five songs this week, 96, here, 28 FM.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a recent study revealed that the most abused pet in America is not the cat, not the dog, it's the goldfish. Actually, it's not really that surprising when you think about it. Remember the first fish you had as a pet when you were a kid? It was probably a goldfish. You won at the carnival or street fair or brought it a local five and dime. You probably took Goldie home, placed her in a tiny glass bowl in which you would pour tap water, sprinkled some food on top into the bowl, and watched her swim. More likely than not, within a week, Goldie was floating at the top of the bowl. Overfeeding and underfeeding are probably two of the leading factors in fish mortality. Ignorance is probably the biggest factor. It's really important to understand the basis of care before we bring any living thing into our homes, and that includes the basic of fish care. For example, tap water contains chlorine. Chlorine can be deadly to fish. Educate yourself. Take the time. Speak to the aquarium people in your area. Find out what to do. I'll more next time.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. When it comes to bringing in customers, postcards and flyers are a business owner's best friend, and you'll get the best selection and value at Vistaprint. In fact, right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 postcards starting at just $44.99 with plenty of the best sizes, paper stocks, design tools, and easy uploads. You'll always feel confident. Plus, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today. Enter promo code 7766.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Experience DJV on the air. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You'll hear her voice piping up from time to time. The situation for women and who to vote for. There are two women in my life who are very intent on voting for Donald Trump. One of them is Jennifer Horn. I hesitate to bring this up because it's old news, but yet it now is new news because we have the Gloria Allred factor of women 30 years ago saying the same thing about Trump that they say about how many other people that have been in the public eye, whether Bill Cosby, maybe that's the most recent. This whole thing exhausts me, really. It's exasperating.
Can I give you something that's difficult. Disgusting that's...
Let me play the other side of this too, so we have equal opportunity to take a shot. So there's the Trump stuff. I make reference to the Iranian newspaper and what America's really like, according to their editorials. Not that they have credibility, but it's interesting the way they're sort of taking this apart. So you got the news media all over Trump. And we find out that the FBI and the Justice Department yesterday, we were told because it makes it sound like news people and their phony baloney, but the information is now readily available, and it's clear that Obama told the Justice Department and the FBI to stand down in their investigation of Hillary Clinton, and they all recommended to a person. There were 100 FBI agents on the case and a half a dozen lawyers from the Justice Department, and to a person, they recommended that Hillary Clinton be prosecuted, and the White House said, nothing doing, the investigation's over, be quiet, and go away. That's basically, so you got that on one side. Now people know that. You got Trump and his hands are everywhere. And so back to the horrible choices. And then I equated it, Jennifer, with a discussion of the guy that ran Wells Fargo and, you know, what his thing, morality. Well, I mean, it's all about morality. It's, and there are different ways, even though the Trump allegations are old. It isn't. That's not what I'm really talking about. I'm talking about the way the news media is playing this stuff on both sides now. They can't escape the Hillary Clinton stuff, even though many of them want to. And yeah,
that's why we're still talking about the Trump tapes.
Yeah.
These women have produced themselves. I mean, the part of it that I was saying was kind of gross.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot to talk about with those WikiLeaks. I mean, the fact that the Department of Justice called the Hillary Clinton campaign and said, when would you like us to release the emails, and coordinated with their campaign?
Mm-hmm.
That freaks you out. I mean, no. The government, the highest governing body in the land, should not be coordinating with campaigns. But the gross part is NBC and all of this, because think about what we've learned now.
Yeah.
They knew those awful things were on tape with Donald Trump. Funny, they don't get released until he's running for president. Not when he's the host of The Apprentice, right? Because they want to protect their baby.
Right.
We also find out that NBC wants to cut Billy Bush's part in all of this out, and they were trying to get him out of the video before they released the tape to the public with the Donald Trump incriminating remarks. Okay, so they're trying to protect Billy Bush. I think he's getting a bad rap. Okay, we can continue on.
I think he's getting really bad rap, yeah.
But then you get Bill Cosby, who NBC also must have protected with all of these allegations. And it just, it goes, okay, so
think of that.
Stop trying to feign outrage if you're a TV network or a Hollywood person by all the stuff that's going on, because you knew about it, you protected it, and you were trying to CYA on yourself. That's cover your own rear end, Dougie, if you don't know.
Yes, thank you.
But, I mean, it's just, it's so gross. I mean, there's no innocent victim in all of this. There's no, the TV networks are just as much a player in this, as specifically NBC, it seems like.
No argument for me, and that, you have no argument for me there. None.
I mean, the fact that they would know.
But what do we find
like
ourselves with?
Secret about Bill Cosby. I mean,
there's so many of these things. Whether it's Clinton in the White House, it's Trump and the allegation. What is it? Why do we have these people being president? What is the presidency not worth the trouble to get somebody who's really good?
For Hillary, you know, I think Trump is a reaction because people are just so sick of the political process that they just wanted to blow things up.
Right.
They just wanted. So I kind of get that.
It's so disappointing not to be able to go there, at least for people like me. I want to go there. I want to change things. Blow up everything.
Well, a lot of people are saying he's got the right message. It's just the wrong messenger. With Hillary, and I apologize for all the frogs that are living in my throat, but Hillary, I mean, the fact is that she was coronated by the ruling class of this country. And, I mean, all that stuff that came out in WikiLeaks, people think it's not very glamorous. But if you're a Bernie Sanders fan, or if you were during the primary, you've got to be a little ticked off. The fact that Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the town hall questions in the primary town hall between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, so that she'd be
prepped.
There's
nothing about her. She's a bad news anchor.
That's just not fair. I mean, it's not fair. And, you know, as I recall, I think Bernie Sanders still might have won, so I don't know how much it helped her, but it's not an equal playing field, and it's a bummer.
Yep, it is. All right, I don't want to get stuck on that. But I think that it's worth consideration. I don't, Victoria, you've expressed yourself before, but I'm happy. I think that you may, whether you want to add to what Jennifer said or not, help yourself.
Oh, no, I agree with Jen. I mean, the whole thing is disgusting. The whole thing. I mean, Jennifer and I were talking yesterday off the air during a commercial break, and both of us kind of feel a little exacerbated by the whole thing, or exasperated, I should say, by the whole thing. Yeah. It's just like, it's so exhausting. I'm so over it. I cannot wait for this stupid election to just be over. I'm so checked out.
Speaking of that, speaking of wanting to have things over, there are two examples from different storms today of how bad it can really get. You think we have trouble. Imagine these people down in Greenville, North Carolina, and some of the other North Carolina cities that are watching these floodwaters that are going up, 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 up. The river has not crested yet and won't until later today. What is it? The Tar River, I think it's called. Those of you listening in Greenville.
There are multiple rivers affected by this, but the Tar River, I think, is the one
River
that's
is the worst.
Yeah.
Right. So you got that circumstance. And then you go about 1,000 miles to the east, the little postage stamp island, which is beautiful, Bermuda, Hurricane Nicole, 145-mile-an-hour winds, Category 4 storm, almost ready for Category 5, very dangerous. The difference there is that Bermuda is very well built. They have not been hit, though. I can't remember the last time Bermuda was hit directly by. But nobody's been paying attention to this hurricane because it was off to the southeast and didn't affect America. So America wasn't really watching it. And now, boom, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this storm that today will really blast. And the thing that amazes me, the two things that amaze me, one, people are dumb enough to stand in the water they stand up to their waist in the water, and then the surge comes along and people get drowned. That kind of stuff is just, how are you that stupid?
You couldn't keep me out of that water. In North Carolina, do you know how many creepy crawlies are in the water when it over? I mean, snakes live in that water. I would be freaking out.
And so then there's a guy who's on vacation in Bermuda yesterday. He went to do surfing. So this stupido gets onto a board, goes out into the ocean with a 14, 15, 16-foot swells. The hurricane winds 100-plus miles an hour, and he thinks he's going to survive. He goes over. You go up on the crest of the wave, and the wind grabs you and throws you. The guy got drowned in 5 seconds flat.
That's called Darwinism, though.
Exactly. Natural selection. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'm okay with it.
I mean, I feel sorry for the guy's family, but come on.
Yeah. Listen to Jennifer. That's bottom lining it, Jen. All right.
Empathetic, but when you ask for it, come on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how much? You have zero common sense, unless you're wanting to commit suicide. And then, okay. It's 43 after the hour. Television report up next. Those of you who like this new show, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon,
We'll be happy with the news that Jennifer and Victoria will have for you in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. The treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the folks at Fox seem to think Lethal Weapon is a good investment. It looks like now, was it last week when we were talking either on or off the air about this show not doing well in the first few episodes? And so now apparently I have not seen the show. Richie told me that I ought to watch it. So
if
now I'm
it.
Going to. Who
it's
likes
so
it?
It's so funny because Rich likes it. He was talking about it. I think he also said he watched MacGyver, which is another.
Yeah.
I think I put it in the same class, right?
Pretty good, yes. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Those two I take, because I have to make the confession, I put every new show on my DVR, and then eventually I get to it, and if I don't like it, then I dump it. Last night, I eliminated Timeless in about 10 seconds. But the Lethal Weapon and MacGyver stuff still on my DVR. I'm excited to watch them, especially now that I know. I mean, so many people get committed to a show, and then they cancel it after like four episodes. So Lethal Weapon safe if you want to get committed to the show. It'll at least be around for the season.
Well, this is interesting because it's the number one new series on Fox. The number one new series on CBS is Bull, and the number one new series on ABC is Designated Survivor, and they've all been picked up.
And This Is Us for NBC, which I love, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know that show. What's that about?
That's what I keep telling you about. It's like Parenthood that you would like. It's like a family sort of drama, but there's always a twist. It's a really interesting show. Good characters.
All right, we'll do a little go to Netflix and check it out this weekend. All right. I guess as long as we're into the political thing, Law and Order, which always touts ripped from the headlines, Law and Order Special Victims Unit, Jennifer, planning a Trump-inspired episode that airs later this month. So what's the story behind the story here? The episode's called Unstoppable.
I think you just told it.
Yeah, that's the story.
That's it.
Okay, all right. So I took that. All right, so what's
often,
on?
Though, a lot of times TV shows will take pages from the headlines and kind of bring it into the show, especially the ones that don't tape out too far in advance. Mm-hmm. All right, so I thought tonight it would be fun, or today, for today's TV report, it would be fun to talk about the shows that are trending tonight. So these are new episodes, shows that people are talking about most on social media. The first one is kind of a surprise to me, Supernatural. At 9 p.m. on the CW, season 12 is kicking off, and it is getting the most attention from the social medias out there on Twitter. Blacklist in at number 2. They've got a new episode tonight at 10. DC Legends of Tomorrow. Interesting that those CW shows do best on social media. Season 2 kicks off. Out of Time is the episode at 8 p.m. on CW. How to Get Away with Murder has a fresh show. That's in at number 4. Chicago Med in at 5. Grey's Anatomy at 6. The Good Place in at 7, which is another one of these new shows that seems to be doing pretty well. Eleanor's character, or Kristen Bell's character, Eleanor, is enlisted to help Michael with a crucial mission to decide her destiny. Notorious at number 8, Counting On, First Look, and TLC at 10:30 is number 9. And Pitch, also getting some attention on social media. On Fox, episode number 4 is brand new.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
One of my favorite portions of the program every week, Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, a syndicated show that's heard around the country on tens of thousands of radio stations, not only here, but he just got picked up in Iran. So if you're listening in Tehran, you'll hear the Money Pit and there'll be subtitles, so they're translated into Arabic. It's fabulous opportunity for everybody around the world
nice
to know what's going on with Tommy the K. All right. In a moment, I would like to ask you for advice. That's what you're here for. You're
That's
a good
unique.
Advice.
Just say no, Tommy. Just say no.
Yeah. Walk away.
No. This is about what to put into your wood-burning stove. Should we?
Wood?
All right, so.
What did you say? I'm going out on a limb. How about wood?
All right, see, I'll study up.
You see what I have to put up with? This kind of insubordination and insolence from these people who are on the air with me. That was a good
these
thing.
I can't imagine. I feel terrible for them.
Do you really? What, because they're working with me? Thanks a lot.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, really?
You just don't respect your co-host, Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Where does it say Tom Kreitler uses his paint to paint me into a corner? It doesn't say that in the script.
All right, wood stoves. Getting back to the point.
All right, hold on a minute. We got to do something, and then we'll get to the wood stove. Stand by.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I suppose I should talk now because that's what happens when there's dead air. Somebody should make an attempt to fill that dead air. All right, so I'm doing that with Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. So there are a lot of people in my neck of the woods who have wood stoves. And as Jennifer suggested, we have a lot of wood around here. And that's what I burn in the stove that's at the farm.
Right.
Just wood that we're cleaning up from around the various places where we have wood. But there are people who want to know whether wood pellets or wood bricks are better, or corn. There's all kinds of stuff, actually, as it turns out, you can burn in your wood stove. So
yeah, and it really depends on what the stove is designed to burn. And, you know, it's sort of a cost-benefit analysis because, you know, when it comes to wood, obviously the harder the wood that you burn, the better. And that's because it has more BTUs, it has more energy. So if you were to burn, you know, like construction lumber like pine, it's not going to be as effective as burning, say, you know, oak, because it's not going to deliver the same number of BTUs. Now, there are stoves that are designed for all of those other fuels, but I think the key, Doug, is that in most cases they're designed specifically for that. So a pellet stove, you know, has a feeder to it and that sort of thing, and it's designed to burn those pellets efficiently so that you don't waste them. I think if you just threw the pellets in a regular wood stove, they're not going to burn nearly as efficiently. So I think it's a balance of making sure that you get the most efficiency. That's the goal. How can I get the most efficiency, the most BTUs, the most amount of heat out of the fuel I'm putting into my stove?
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question here comes from a person who strongly suggested to me that I should get a kitchen designer person. I want to redo the kitchen in this house over the winter while I'm not around. And so I had my ideas and she had her ideas and we had an architect who had his idea, but she says, nope. You really should have a kitchen designer. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a value to having a kitchen and bath designer. There's a certification called CKBD, Certified Kitchen and Bath Designer. It's from the National Kitchen Association or the National Kitchen and Bath Association. And these people are very qualified, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're going to know what the best materials are and the best sources and products, and they're going to have a really good sense on the design. They're going to help you avoid making mistakes.
All right. Thanks for running.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.